Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to another episode of The Other Identity, your favorite podcast about all things comic book and superheroes. I'm, of course, the great Landis, and along with me, as always, Professor Awesome.
Yeah, Professor Awesome, currently on break from being a professor, as my fall semester just wrapped up this past week. Well, technically, I finished my finals as a grad student on Tuesday, and now I have to grade the finals I assigned to my students as a teacher probably this weekend, but then it is 6 weeks of winter break for this guy.
So how does that work? Because when it comes to like Batman or Superman, crime never sleeps, but apparently students do.
Yeah, I mean, basically the analogy of me being a superhero versus a government employee who teaches school basically falls apart the minute we approach break. But I liken it more to, like, look, I'm reading Nightfall right now, classic 90s story, Breaking of the Bat. And I liken it to the finals that I took for my grad school class were Bane. They broke me, but I survived. And now I'm going to take a few months off while somebody else picks up the mantle. But that doesn't really work either because no one's picking up the mantle. I'm just taking a break.
Speaking of taking a break, I am also on vacation myself, but still bringing you guys your favorite podcast here. And I'd also like to point out, too, you know, we did take off Thanksgiving week 2 episodes ago. But we have now worked out a schedule going forward that I just want you guys to know that for the rest of December, we'll make sure that you guys have an episode every week, even through Christmas and through New Year's. So the least you can
do. We didn't want to ruin your holidays.
That's right.
So we want to make sure that is our gift to you, that you will continue to get The Other Identity weekly with a lot of fun shows that we've outlined through the rest of 2020.
Yep. Now, I don't want to spoil it, but we do have a special guest coming up in a few episodes as well. And here's what I'd like to ask from you guys as a gift to me and Ben. It is going to cost you nothing, not a single penny. All I ask is that if you download and you listen to this show, I'd like you to go to your preferred platform of choice and leave us a review. That actually goes very, very far in helping more people discover us and helping it grow. I know by this point you've probably scared all your friends away trying to get them to listen. So at this point, all we need you to do is leave a review for the show. And sometime in the future, we might even start reading them on the show. So with that out of the way, Ben, I can't really talk about what I've been reading because I've been reading Black Panther, which, spoilers, we're going to talk about next week. But I understand that you have been diving into friend of the show, Kelly Thompson's Captain Marvel.
So, confession time. I have never been the hugest Captain Marvel fan. And what I mean by that is I actually am one of those people who I was fairly into Carol Danvers back when she was Miss Marvel and Warbird.
Uh-huh.
But the Captain Marvel incarnation, even though I think it was very well done by the likes of Kelly Sue DeConnick and other writers and artists, it just never grabbed me. This character never grabbed me the way I think she was meant to as like a lead hero in the Marvel universe.
Do you think it's similar to the way that I feel about most iterations of Captain America?
It could be.
Because they're very similar archetypes in that sense.
I'll say this. Let me tie it together by saying that reading Kelly's version of Carol Danvers on her Captain Marvel series, which is also beautifully illustrated Carmen Carnero, who is the artist for the first few issues. I like this Carol because this Carol and this, you tell me whether or not this equates to how you feel about Steve. This is a Carol that I feel like I get it, that she inspires everyone around her, which is important, but it also doesn't feel like she's taking herself too seriously. Like she takes jabs and shots at herself. She's self-deprecating, but when it comes time to turn on the leadership and kind of be that beacon to the characters around her, which is another thing I really like about Kelly's take, is that she works in Spider-Woman, She-Hulk, Hazmat, Echo, all these other cool characters, but never at the expense of Carol. They are there to supplement Carol and to show what a great character Carol is. So this is the first time I've never disliked Captain Marvel. I've always liked Captain Marvel. This is the first time I get it. I get why she's so beloved to the point where she has this rabid fan base who will follow her to the ends of the earth. This is showing me why that is the case.
Have you, I'm not sure how far you are. Are you in the last Avenger arc yet?
No, I just, I'm looking forward to it. It's one of the reasons I wanted to read the series because I was so anticipating that story. But no, I just finished the two-issue War of the Realms tie-in.
Those are so great, too. The Freaky Friday kind of thing they do.
Doctor Strange. That was really fun. And again, it just shows, I think what I love about what Kelly's doing here is she's using the rest of the Marvel Universe, whether it's the female heroes I mentioned, or Doctor Strange, or Black Widow, to provide some contrast to this is why Captain Marvel is so unique and so cool. Here's her interacting, but also here's her kind of rising above.
You know, I have no idea behind the scenes what goes into allowing writers to use characters from outside of whatever, you know, the title is that they're doing. But every single thing of Kelly's that I have read, she is so darn amazing at being able to utilize other, like, guest starring characters to really make her books feel alive. I cannot recommend Kelly Thompson enough. She's absolutely amazing.
I agree.
So with that out of the way, the what are we readings all done, we are going to jump into something that you guys and your non-comic reading family members could use. So stick around. You might want to listen to this next part with them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, what's up? It's James.
And Robbie.
Hey, and it's Weird Beard.
And we're bringing you a brand new radio show called Checkpoint XP.
You don't have to be an expert, even though I am, and we're here to give you everything you need to know about the world of video games.
Interviews from the biggest professionals and your everyday gamers, we've got you covered at Checkpoint XP.
Whether you're a professional player or somebody who hasn't played in a while, we have something for everybody.
Hang out with us at Checkpoint XP every single week on your radio.
Find out where we're playing in your hometown at our website, checkpointxp.com.
So if you're looking to have some fun and talk about video games,
we got the rundowns for things that matter to you.
Checkpoint XP,
your home for esports and gaming.
You got it that time.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Welcome back, guys. Thank you so much for downloading The Other Identity. The holidays are upon us. And like most, if you have yet to start buying your gifts, you really better get on that. And we are going to help you out here. We are going to do a little bit of a gift-giving guide. How to buy for the comic nerd in your life, because I think especially for people who aren't into the scene, who aren't into superheroes and stuff, I think it can be a bit difficult for them to buy for, you know, the superhero fan in their life. And I think in a lot of cases, most people tend to shy away from it as a result. I actually wrote an article over at checkpointxp.com about this very thing, because it's also just not a matter of, oh, well, I'm just going to go out and buy them comic books, right? It seems like the easy go-to, but, you know, you have to make sure that, A, you know who some of their favorite heroes are, and B, you don't want to give them a comic they've already read or that they already own.
Sure. I mean, I've got years and years of experience in the review of my family and friends trying to accommodate my nerdy obsessions, and sometimes they knock it out of the park, and a lot more times they get me just generic kind of, you know, here's a Flash t-shirt. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I have enough Flash t-shirts. I don't need another Flash t-shirt. So yeah, I think especially now in 2020, there are resources and things that you can get not just for the hardcore geek in your life, but also someone who maybe went and saw Wonder Woman 84 in a couple weeks and then decides they want to explore more. Maybe somebody who's a huge Marvel Cinematic Universe fan and they're wondering where to go next. I think that in a lot of cases, the answer is the same.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting you bring that up, too, because I think now more than ever, there are more people that fall under that umbrella, whether you are a hardcore or a casual fan. But the easy go-to right now for anyone looking to maybe immerse themselves a little bit more into the culture of comic books and superheroes is Marvel Unlimited, DC Universe, and Comixology. Comixology is actually, I believe, the only one of the three that at least easily allows you to give someone like a gift card or a gift subscription. But we do need to take a moment here. So Marvel Unlimited, DC Universe, Comixology is basically monthly subscription fee, and then you have access to tens of thousands of comic books. And I cannot understate how amazing that is, because these services have been out for a while now, and I've only myself started using them about a year ago. I don't know why it took me so long to finally dive in, but out of all of the monthly subscriptions that I have, whether it's Netflix, whether it's Hulu, whether it's our DoorDash Pass, like, none of them gets me as much value as DC Universe and Marvel Unlimited does.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've been using Marvel Unlimited for years because I was at Marvel when Marvel Unlimited was created. Credit to John Doakes and Peter Olson, who I remember being kind of the forefathers of Marvel Unlimited. But yeah, I never really dug into it, and that was for me because of a bias against digital comics. I always thought that I was a hard copy guy, that I needed to have the physical versions of the comics. And something I've learned, particularly since stepping away from Marvel, and especially in this last year where it's not as easy to acquire the physical copies, I've noticed that digital is a really good option, and I've really like gone full bore into it. And just like really committing to a digital platform and understanding the breadth of possibilities before you, the fact that I can read stuff like you and I are doing the DC Rebirth Challenge. I can read stuff from just a few years ago, but I can also, if I want to educate myself, go way back to, you know, a Marvel comic from the 70s. Like the different options you have is what makes these services so great for me. It just allows you a great level of flexibility. And I know that when I was coming up as a comic book fan, the experience of going to the shop, of going to the conventions and tracking down every issue of a comic that was 20 years old at this point, but I wanted to read it, that was the big thrill. And I don't think that is lost by having all this at your fingertips, but it does give you a bit more easy access to
accessibility. That's the big word.
Exactly. Yep. To explore these. I really think, you know, you want to explore the full range of possibilities at your fingertips.
So let's say that you're like my mom and you insist that at Christmas time you have to be able to open something, because obviously you can't open a gift of Marvel Unlimited or DC Universe. That's fine. So for all of you non-fans out there of the comic book space that maybe have a significant other or a sibling or a parent you're going to buy for, my girlfriend actually buys comic stuff for her parents all the time, here's what it's going to take. First of all, you are going to have to do a little bit of legwork. At the very least, you want to find out who some of their favorite superheroes are. Now, if you want to get them actual comics, that's fine too. It's going to take a little bit more investigating, but maybe find out what some of their favorite stories or what some of their favorite writers or artists are. And then you can start digging in and looking into buying them. But honestly, it goes way beyond that, because I feel like a lot of comic book nerds, especially when they come from families who don't really get it, they're kind of starved for getting gifts that that acknowledges their love for the space, right? So just about anything that you get, like I know people say it's the thought that counts, and you know that's a little bit cliche, but it really is. But if you'd go to some place like a local comic book store or even to GameStop nowadays, they have so much memorabilia within this superhero space, whether it's figurines, whether it's toys, whether it's apparel. honestly, so long as you put some sort of thought into it and find something that acknowledges that you don't think that their pastime is a waste of time, you're going to put a big smile on their face for the holidays.
And one thing I'll say, just expanding on the if you want to get them actual comics thing, is the holidays and generosity is a great chance to do some of the really prestige versions of stories that are out there. So don't go and get them, you know, the 12 single issues that comprise a story. There are so many great, like, hardcover collections that look gorgeous on a bookshelf that any comics fan would love to have. Get that oversized omnibus, like, get that huge hundreds and hundreds of pages book. Like, think about it. These are the things that comics fans, we covet and that we're not necessarily going to go out and get for ourselves. So maybe do the fan in your life a favor by picking up that pricey, fancy, really nice looking thing that they're going to not just read and enjoy, but also be able to display and treasure.
That's right. Coming up, speaking of displaying and treasuring, we're going to talk about some of the best comic book or superhero related gifts that we've ever received. So stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking for Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esports program in the country. Games, programs, scholarships. Whether you're a varsity player or just looking for a recreational team, Looking for Group has everything. Head over to lfgroup.gg. Find the college esports community that's right for you.
Once again, everyone out there, for downloading The Other Identity, for sticking with us, for listening. You know, I actually just want to let you guys know that over the past few weeks, we have actually seen a huge uptick in our download numbers. So whatever it is that you're doing out there, whether you're leaving us reviews like we asked, or whether you are sharing this podcast with some of your friends, keep it up. We appreciate you. So, Ben, since we're talking about gift-giving guides here, I thought that maybe what we could do is talk about some of our favorite or best gifts that we've ever gotten, you know, related to our favorite pastime. So I'd like to start with you. What are some of the best gifts someone's ever gotten you?
I definitely remember from a childhood nostalgic standpoint that I had a different kind of relationship with video games as a kid than a lot of my friends did. And a lot of my friends had the latest system, the latest games. They were always, you know, right on top of things. And for whatever reason, video games were just not a priority in the Morse household. So I was always a little bit behind. So like when everyone else had a Super Nintendo, I had a normal Nintendo. I didn't get a Genesis until next gen consoles were available, etc. Whatever. But I still knew that like holidays were the time I would get that one video game I get every year. Cause we didn't buy video games throughout the year. Like you got video games for Christmas or for Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. So I do remember getting the game Spider-Man and X-Men Arcade's Revenge, which was this cheesy, you got to switch.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that before.
It was like you switch between Spider-Man, Cyclops, Wolverine, Storm, and Gambit, and you were fighting Arcade, one of the most ridiculous, lamest villains out there. But just the fact that I could play as these characters. And I remember getting a Spider-Man, a Sinister Six game as well. I got a lot of Spider-Man games when I was a kid. But I did want to tell a story about when I was a little bit older. I think this is a funny, maybe touching story of heroism, inspirational.
We'll be the judge of that.
All right, fair enough. So I was in high school. this is probably either my senior year of high school or my freshman year of college. And the girl I was dating at the time, her parents, this is my interpretation. Maybe it's just that I'm too sensitive. I got the feeling they didn't like me very much. And specifically that they didn't take, me very seriously, because ironically enough, given the present, they were both academics, college professors. And I was a kid who wanted to work in comic books. And it didn't really sync up our interests. But
yeah, joke's on them. You're doing both now.
So anyways, yeah, I'll get there. But either to their credit, because they were trying to understand me, or maybe they were making fun of me, I'll never fully know, and I'll certainly never find out. They got me a really nice gift certificate to New England Comics, which if you're in Massachusetts, to me, is that was the gold standard of comic book stores. New England Comics was the biggest, best. It had the most depth. The people were always very helpful. So they got me a gift certificate there. Either is as acknowledgement, as an olive branch, or just all right, get out of our hair. And for whatever reason, I went there and I said, you know what? I have never had this much money to spend at a comic book store. So I'm not going to get what I would typically get, which is like three issues of X-Men or something. I am going to get, kind of harkening back to the last segment, the biggest book here. And because this was the early 2000s and a lot of the oversized stuff wasn't available yet, the biggest book was still Crisis on Infinite Earths, because it's 12 issues long. A bunch of those issues are oversized. I was a lifelong Marvel kid. I had dabbled in DC. I liked Superboy and some other stuff, but I had never read any DC comics from before like 1990. So this was, as you and I have discussed, a revelation for me. This is the book that introduced me to the DC universe, overwhelmingly so, and got me kind of, my comics interest at this point was waning a little bit, because I think I had burned out on Marvel, and introducing a whole nother company into the equation, combined with the fact that Marvel was doing some really cool stuff, got me back in, steered me towards definitely wanting to work in the industry, got me into the industry, and then eventually got me where I am today, where I'm now teaching college, but using experiences gained from the comic book industry. So I just think, I don't know, I given the circumstances, I think it would be a very funny and ironic thing for those two to know where they ultimately ended up getting me.
And I'd like to point out that all started with a gift card.
Yeah.
There are so many people that think that giving a gift card for Christmas is lame. But I mean, that first of all, yes, that was a very touching, that was a very sweet story. And it all came from a gift card. I don't think that there was anything malicious in that gift. I thought that they, probably the way that I think that people should think, right? We're not really sure exactly what to get him that's going to be good. So we're going to go a safe route, put it in his hands to guarantee he can get something that he enjoys. And look how far it took you. Right?
Fair enough.
I remember there was one year my mom got me this stupid shirt. It was like a meme shirt that had cats on it, and it said like Cat Wars or something like that. It was the type of shirt that you would see in a GameStop or like in an FYE, which means that she could have got me a gift card to one of those places and I would have been able to get something that I wanted. But instead I got a shirt that didn't wear it a single time. Don't know where it is now, but at least I got to open something. Like, just if you're not sure what to get them, really, a gift card is fine. I think that's like, it may be lame, it may be boring, but that's like the bottom line thing that I want people to take away from this episode when trying to buy for the nerd in your life. If you don't think you can find the perfect gift, a gift card could go a long way and could set them on a course for where they're supposed to end up in life.
Well said.
Anyway, a little bit of a shorter episode today, guys, but that is all the time that we have left. That's where we're going to end it. But look forward, and next week we are going to bring you another Essentials episode as we dive into the Black Panther. So make sure that you tune in next week, same other identity time, same other identity channel.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.